In the last episode, we were having a look at categories with do, and I know that I mentioned I would do it in a future episode, but I thought, well, let's kind of keep it together, and we're going to cover the categories with make this week. So I'm going to do exactly as I did last week, essentially, and I'm going to go over some of the key categories with make to try and give you a map or a reference to help you remember and retain the differences between do and make. So hopefully you start to feel more confident with this really common pain point that people have in English. And of course, don't forget to stay until the end of the episode where I talk about a word structure or phrase that hardly anybody uses, but everybody should. UN's Business English Podcast. My name is Anna, and I've designed this podcast for international professionals who want to speak more and speak better. Whether you're based in Spain, like me, maybe you're in Portugal, Japan, America, Australia, Mexico, I really hope that you can take something away from these episodes that you can implement and put into practice in your day-to-day work. That is the goal of this podcast. That is the objective, to help you improve the way that you speak and just give you the confidence to speak more when you're at work. If you love the podcast, I highly recommend that you sign up to the Anna with Two Ends newsletter. I send the newsletter every week after the episode, and it's basically a short and sweet summary of all the tips that I've talked about, and it's the only place that you're going to get a written copy of what I talk about in the episode. A lot of people find this really useful, and you've told me you find it really useful for learning the words that I talk about, having a bit of a recap and a refresh. You want to get your hands on that, then sign up to the newsletter. The link is in the description box. If you want to help support the podcast even more, you can tell a friend or a colleague about the podcast, somebody else who you think could benefit from these episodes. You can also leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts or a rating on Spotify. I know that it's a little bit different on other platforms. And if you do leave me a review or rating, make sure that you take a screenshot and send me it as a DM or as an email, and I will give you a free training in business listening. Finally, you can donate to the podcast through Buy Me a Coffee. This helps support me as a creator and the costs I have for running this podcast. It is a free podcast and it will always be free. So if you want to support me there, I will leave the link in the description box. Just before we move on, I normally do a little bit of a shout out here, somebody that left a review or a comment. But actually, what I'd like to do today is kind of say a thank you, really, to you, because the podcast actually passed a really important milestone recently. And this week, I sort of check my podcast stats. And it said that the podcast has reached, since it started, 600,000 downloads, which is just crazy and just great. So I just wanted to say a big thank you for tuning in every week. And it's really grown a lot, actually. I remember back in 2021, which is maybe a year after it started, I had something like 81,000 downloads. So, you know, great, great progress. And I just wanted to sort of say thank you to some of the top places, because when you have podcast stats, and you might ask, why am I talking about downloads? Why can you not do listeners? And it's actually quite difficult to have like an overall figure with podcasts, because when you have, I'm sure you listen on your preferred platform, whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, it's also in some other places as well. They all give you individual statistics. So it's quite hard to have an overall picture. So one of the best ways to have a sort of overall picture is with downloads. Just thought I'd talk a bit about that, because I talk about this idea of downloads and you're like, but why do you talk about that and not sort of listeners? It's harder to know how many listeners overall listen every week. You can get a bit more of an idea, but downloads is one of the statistics that's used a lot with podcasts. Anyway, I'm going to give a shout out to Spain. No surprises there. I'm based in Madrid. So Spain's in there. These are the top 10 countries for the podcast. Japan is number 2. So shout out to you if you're in Japan. The United States. Now, I imagine the UK is in here as well. So I imagine that if you're listening from the United States, maybe you're not a native speaker of English, but you're residing in the US potentially. Saudi Arabia, number 4. Taiwan. South Korea. Sorry, I said that really weird. South Korea. There we go. Germany. Mexico. The UK. I was thinking maybe that's just my mum, but my mum doesn't listen to my podcast. She's not really my target audience, I don't think. And finally, Vietnam. So hello to you if you are based there. And wherever you are, it's kind of crazy when I look at the map and people listening from all over the world. So it's really just a pleasure to be with you every week. And thank you so much for taking some of your free time to spend with me every week. And please, at any time, feel free to reach out and let me know if there's any sort of type of episode you would like or any topic that you would like me to talk about. I really, really love to hear from you, and I can see how I can do an episode on something that you're interested in. And I really have a lot of plans for the podcast, so stay tuned. And there's a lot of things in the pipeline, as we say. So new things definitely coming up for the podcast this year. Right, well, let's get on with the main topic for today, which is about make. And of course, I'm going to come at this from a business English perspective as well. Now, just to recap, obviously, one of the reasons why do and make is very difficult, you may already be aware of this, but let's kind of just get ourselves there, is that in some languages, there's one verb, in English, we have two, and there's also a lot of exceptions as well, things that just don't really make sense. And that can be quite difficult when you're trying to navigate do and make. If I can also say as well, that, and I mentioned this in the podcast last week, remember that it's really not the end of the world if you confuse these. Of course, our goal is to get them right, but I would say that, you know, in the hierarchy of mistakes or in the sort of pyramid of mistakes, it's not a major one. The most important ones are obviously the ones that you use that are relevant for you. So maybe when I go through this episode today, you're going to hear, those are definitely some that I use or maybe use incorrectly. And by the way, don't feel bad if there's something that you hear in the podcast and you think, I'm making that mistake. This is the whole idea, is that I share these things with you so that you can correct them. And really, there's no way that you can correct something if you don't know that you're doing it. So the first step is to be aware that you're making the mistake, and then you can correct it. So don't feel bad if I bring something up today and you're like, oh my goodness, I've been saying that wrong my whole life. I mean, it happens. It happens to me all the time in Spanish. The thing is that now you know about it, so you can correct it. Let's kick off then with a couple of questions just to get you thinking about this. So what do you already know about make? Are there any categories that you're already aware of or uses of make? How does it work in your language? Which ones are you already aware of? Which ones do you use as part of your day-to-day job? As I said in the last episode, you can get a pen and a piece of paper and write some notes as I'm talking. Or if you're on the newsletter, I'm going to do the hard work for you, and I'm actually going to send you a PDF with the do and make categories I've talked about on the last episodes. So if you want to get your hands on that, sign up to the newsletter. The link is in the description box. And once you've signed up, that's it. You get the newsletters every week. So the first category, and this is probably one that you might already know, is about manufacturing and production. So there's lots of companies that make clothes, you can make cars, you can make computer parts. Maybe you work in a company that makes or manufactures things. So we can use make in those contexts. A nice way to remember this is when you have a label on a piece of clothing, it tells you where it's made. It says made in China or made in Spain or made in Portugal or made in Vietnam, for example. So it tells you made in a certain place. So maybe that's a nice way to remember make and manufacturing and production. The second category, which is again a pretty well-known one, is food and drink. To make lunch, to make dinner, to make breakfast, to make a coffee, to make a cake, to make a cocktail. Oof, I haven't made a cocktail in years. It's not really my thing. I'm like, I can't be bothered to make a cocktail. I'm like, I'll just go and buy one. It always seems like more hassle. Like the idea is great to like make a mojito and then I'm just like, yeah, but actually doing it is a bit laborious. Maybe I'm just a bit lazy when it comes to that. Third category, I've called this creative process. For example, if you're a YouTuber, you make a video. If you're like my grandmother, maybe you knit, and you knit because you want to make something like a scarf or a hat. And kids, for example, when they go to school, maybe you have kids and they have to make things. Maybe the teacher gives them almost an assignment and they say, you need to go home and make a model of something. So make is about that kind of creative process. Maybe a good way to remember that is like arts and crafts. So when you do arts and crafts, you make things. Now, I guess maybe if you're an architect, you might make a model, maybe not you personally, but you might contract or hire a company to make a model for you. And if maybe you work in a marketing team, you might make a video. Or equally, you might hire a company to make a video for you or make a campaign. And as part of that campaign, there is like a video element or a creative process involved. The fourth category here I have is organizing and scheduling. So within this category, it's to make a list and to make an appointment. Now, this is a bit tricky because people are like, yeah, but isn't it make a to-do list? Or isn't it to do a to-do list? Or there's like the confusion because it's to-do list. Which is like, yeah, it's confusing. But those are things that you have to do, correct. And when we're talking about things, we use do, because I mentioned that last week, but we make a list. I need to make a to-do list. So organizing, scheduling, to make a list or to make an appointment. To make an appointment at the doctor's, to make an appointment at the dentist. I mean, there's loads of different places you can make an appointment. Very important that you distinguish between appointment and date. I've had a couple of people say, oh, I've got a date with my doctor. And I'm like, well, I'm not sure if that's true or not. I mean, it could be. But remember that date has that romantic connotation. Appointment does not. Equally, if you're going on a date with somebody and you said, I'm really looking forward to our appointment, that would also sound a little bit strange. So date, romantic, appointment, not. The fifth category, and this is an important one with make, is about communication. For example, to make a comment, to make a statement, to make a speech, to make a point, to make a suggestion, to make a phone call. So I think it's useful to group those together as communication to help you remember them. I'm sure you're probably used to making a lot of suggestions at work, perhaps, if you have meetings. And remember, I mentioned this last time, but we don't really say make a presentation. And that's something that a lot of people say. A lot of people say make a presentation. But just to recap from last week, it's more common to say give or do if you're talking about actually while you're delivering it. And then the process before to prepare, we'd normally say to prepare a presentation rather than make. So make a presentation is not, it's not natural. We don't say that. The sixth category, now stay with me, okay, because we've got a few categories. We've got 10, but we're nearly there. The sixth category is sound, to make a noise, to make a sound. Pretty straightforward and easy to remember. And it's funny, isn't it? I was just thinking about this before doing the episode and I was like, when you get into your 30s, I don't know about you, but I'm 32 and a half. And it's like when you get into your like late 20s, early 30s, you just appreciate things like sleep so much more. And it's really annoying when people are like making noise or like disturbing you. Or luckily where I live, actually, there's no sort of parties or anything like that. But in my old flat, oh my goodness, there was somebody that lived in the floor, on the floor below me. And they were just like making so much noise all the time. I mean, you can't imagine. It was like dance music at full volume at like 2 p.m. You're like, what is going on? It was rather annoying. So yes, make a noise. Make a sound. Category number 7, and this is quite relevant as well for a business context, is, and I've kind of labeled this, formal processes. For example, to make a complaint, to make a request, to make an offer, to make a demand. I thought it was quite easy to remember that as kind of formal processes that can take place at work or outside of work. The 8th category, again, another really important one, is this idea of effort, change, transformation. So make a change, make a difference, make an impact. Make an effort. That's a classic one. People always make mistakes with that one. They always say do an effort, but it's make an effort. Make progress. So it's kind of all of these things related to change, transformation, effort. The 9th category, nearly there. Again, a really, really good one, especially if you work in finance or you kind of interact with finance in any way, or you're a salesperson and you're talking about different types of money or whatever. The 9th category is about money or money related, money and investment related. For example, a business makes money, an entrepreneur makes money. The aim of a business is to make a profit. Businesses make investments. Maybe you make investments. A company will want to make a return, or an investor will want to make a return on their investment. There's many people in the world that have made an absolute fortune. For example, Jeff Bezos has made an absolute fortune. It's crazy how rich he is. Also, if you have a loan or a mortgage, you make payments, I imagine, monthly. And another one that I would put in this category, and this is actually somebody else brought this one up, was about making cuts. So a business, when they're going through a cost-saving exercise, will try to make cuts. And again, the connotation there is about, you know, money. So that's kind of the 9th category, is about money and investment. And a lot of those are make. And then the final one, again, and these ones I think are, you know, well, both the do and make so relevant in a business context, but this category as well is about plans and decisions. To make a plan, to make a decision, to make a choice, to make arrangements. So those are your key categories from 1 to 10. Now, the important thing here is there's actually a few more with make that I can't really fit into any of these categories, and you kind of just have to learn them. For example, make an excuse, make an exception, make a comparison, make a mistake, make a promise, make a connection, make a mess, make friends. I mean, perhaps we could put make friends in the communication one. But again, what I would say, I mentioned this last week, is these are kind of my categories, and I've tried to sort of break it down for you to make it easy to digest. But I would highly encourage you to kind of map it yourself and take what I've got here and kind of maybe build your own mind map, or focus on the ones that are really relevant for you, or hone in on the mistakes that you make. Because really the important thing is about helping you to actually remember them. That's the important thing. And whatever way helps you remember them best, I highly encourage you to do. I hope that was useful today. And as I said, I'm going to put a nice little PDF in the newsletter this week with the different categories for do and make. So if you want to get that, don't forget to sign up in the description box. As per usual, let's finish off the episode today with a little bonus part. And today I want to focus on word structure or phrase hardly anybody uses, but everybody should. And I want to talk about a lovely little word that you can use to end a conversation. Well, I would say it's more to change a subject or to start talking about something after there's been an interruption, or even as a kind of SOS technique if you get stuck or you go blank or you find that you're talking about something for too long and you want to kind of cut yourself off and just kind of sum up. And that word, which I really don't hear a lot of people using, is anyway. Now, there are some different ways to use it, but I just want to focus on these ones here. And anyway is fantastic because you can say something like, anyway, as I was saying, anyway. Imagine that you kind of get to a point where you're like, okay, I need to move the conversation on. It's in a meeting, for example, and you're like, anyway, shall we move on? Or as I said, maybe you go blank, or maybe you notice yourself like talking too much and you're like, anyway, what I want to say is, or anyway, the key message is. So it's great. I love using anyway. It is a little bit more informal. So keep that in mind. It wouldn't necessarily be appropriate in a very formal situation, but I really don't hear people using this enough. And it's something that I use as part of my vocabulary. And I notice that I hear other people using it, other native speakers. So use anyway to your advantage. As I said, changing the subject, moving the subject on. If you're talking too much, you catch yourself and you're like, anyway, what I really want to say is, or anyway, imagine you go blank and you're trying to remember the thing you said before, because that's one of the strategies, right? When you go blank, one of the things you can do is start talking about or doing a summary of what you said before. So you might say something like, anyway, as I was saying, and it kind of breaks the issue. Because when you go blank, it happens to everybody. I mean, just know that it happens to everybody, even in your own language. You kind of just have to move on because you can kind of get stuck in a dead end otherwise, and then you don't know where to go and you're like, eh. So my strategy is, if I go blank, give myself a couple of seconds to think, which is really uncomfortable, especially if you have like a couple of people looking at you or listening to you and you're like, I'm just going to be silent for a couple of seconds. It feels really uncomfortable. But then you give your brain a little bit of time to just reorganize 2 or 3 seconds. And if I can't find what I want to say, I'll just move on. I'm like, okay, anyway, what I want to say is this. Or anyway, my next point is, so you just kind of have to find a way to move on, because otherwise you get stuck in a dead end. You just have to move on. Well, that is it for me today. Thank you so much for listening again. And just another thank you, because it's really fantastic that you're tuning in and listening and getting these tips, etc. And as I said, you know, really feel free to reach out and let me know if there's any episodes you would like me to cover or any particular topics that you're interested in hearing about the podcast, and I will see what I can do. Have a great rest of your week, or wherever you are at the moment, have a good week, have a good day, and I will see you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.